All right. So guys, like I promised, Terry is back. We had on Terry last month. And just really quick before we get too far into this, and some of you know because you watched the last one, I've been buying from Cornerstone Asset Metals for over 10 years before I ever met Terry. And, you know, long time. And me and Terry actually just connected via the Holy Spirit this year. And I was speaking the same things in the spirit. He's speaking the same things with his brilliant, intelligent mind and finance. And he was like, wait a second, let's collaborate. I didn't know she was a customer. This is awesome. Yeah. So I had him on last month. And Terry, I just want to say to you, thank you, because I have gotten a lot of comments myself from followers and people that showed up to some of our conferences at church. We had a big conference. They traveled. They're not even from the state. Don't know them. Never met them. But said that you and your company, after watching that video, helped them with such scary decisions. That they were so impressed with y'all's spirit of excellence. They were impressed with the quality. They were impressed with how I think the person that helped them, which helped me, was Eve. But anybody who answers the phone can help you, was very precise. Things happened when she said they were going to happen. And if something was delayed, they called them immediately and gave them so much peace. So thank you.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You know, it's, we're blessed as a team, as a family, you know, Eve, Gary, I mean, we literally went to Bible school together. I mean, we're talking full on fire, Rhema, you know, Bible teaching, and we've just been walking it out, and they are phenomenal team members. They're extremely knowledgeable. And the most important thing is, although we are business, we are kind of a ministry in the respect where we're here, and we help not just guide people financially, but we do, especially Karen Eve, they'll pray with people. And, you know, because there's a lot of fear, and I can understand, you know, but the Lord said, you know, I did not give you a spirit of fear, but power, love, sound mind. And that word power is dunamis, right? Supernatural miracle power. And it's important, because in these times we're in right now, wait until this election's over.
Yeah.
What's coming? And they've been really printing literal hundreds and hundreds of billions to keep it where it's at, so we don't have any correction during this time. But the manipulation has been powerful, and it's coming. So I don't care who wins, we're going to have an issue. And if we don't get the right person in there, we're going to never see a country as we think it is again. I mean,
yeah, it's really over. That serious.
Yeah.
Well, we have 24 hours. Here we go. I mean, what do you see? Because you are that guy. You're the financial guy that, honestly, I'm expecting you any day to be sitting behind like the desk of Fox Business. Like, your brain is so brilliant. You're all over the place. I don't know. But what I mean, telling people what's ahead, like, what do you see in the next week?
That's interesting you say it like that, too, with Fox Business, because I would probably never get accepted into that world. I like to deal with the reality and the truth. You know, the Bible says the truth will set you free. And I cannot stand the dishonesty and the corruption in the mainstream media. Amen. They just lie. Now, what they're doing is they're using data that is rigged. And, you know, that's where that podcast came from, you know, mine rigged against you, because they're using data that's rigged. And they, even with the CPI, the Consumer Price Index, where they measure inflation, they cherry pick. And it was Rubin, who worked with Clinton, who came up with that concept, said, listen, let's cherry pick things that are really bad, take them out, put things in. And when they do the inflation measurement now, they're saying, oh, it's about 3% or so. It's flat out a lie. Real inflation is 12%. And that's using 1980s economic measurements. You could see it on shadow stats, the real government numbers. That's when we were honest in the way we measured inflation. So you have financial advisors, you have the whole stock industry that runs off of government numbers, and the government numbers are just flat out inaccurate. And the problem it brings to us, we're making decisions based on government numbers that are not accurate. And so you think you're doing good in one area, and then you find out you're really not, because inflation is ferocious.
Yeah.
I mean, we were as high as 18%. When Biden took over, it's dropped down. So they saw inflation's come down. Yeah, it's down to 12%. But 12% inflation sitting in cash is dangerous because you lose $12,000 per 100,000 in just buying power.
Yeah.
And so with the rigged numbers and not given honesty to the people, that's what's important for us to know. We need to know what is really happening, not what they're trying to tell us, because they're all in on it together. And so you got the BlackRock, you got the big companies that control the money. They're all running a system that is not true, but who found out, or not found out, but who's finally taken that to task? The East, the Chinese, yeah. The Russians, the Indians, the 159 countries that are trying to get into the new BRICS currency unit that just went live here a couple of weeks ago. They know, and they're tired of the manipulated numbers. They're tired of the as we would call derivatives that are controlling the actual precious metals price. The fact we're even this high in precious metals says a lot, because mm-hmm. if we had true price discovery, silver is well over $200 easy. And in my world, you're talking the mining side, the refiners, the people that are in the real supply, they'll tell you at one point here soon, silver to gold ratio will be 10 to 1.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I know. And right now it's like 80 because of manipulation. But it's derivatives. So they're selling silver on paper contracts they don't own. And so think of, 400 people on one side of the street and 1 ounce of silver on the other, and they say, go. That's kind of what's going on. It's very, very manipulated. So is the bond market. And so with that said, we're making judgments with our life savings, with our retirement, that is built on false numbers and false information. So how is it really helping us? And I think as people in the kingdom, we have to not only be responsible with what God's entrusted us with, but we need to know the truth in order to be better positioned on the right side of the fence in history, so we can prosper, we can have the wealth as a kingdom, because we're going to need it. And I think, when God gave me that dream about starting Cornerstone, I didn't want to do it. My wife kept saying, open the bank account. He said, open the bank account. And I just kept arguing. She goes, you didn't open the account again. I know, I can tell. And I said, no, finally did. And God said, you build it, I'll fill it. Because it was important to get the kingdom ready, because it's not, it is nice to have, wealth, obviously. And I think as kingdom people, we should, because we are kings, right? We are the top of the spiritual chain here in Christ. And we're supposed to, but it's not so that we can drive around in a Ferrari. I don't think God would mind, but it really is to be able to be there for one another, to support ministry. How can we do anything if we're losing our wealth or walking in a state of poverty? And so we have to find ways as family, as friends, as group, as a kingdom, to make sure we protect and preserve our wealth. Because if we don't, the devil is going to walk all over us, and he's going to own us in a way where we will have to take that chip, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
We will be forced to make decisions we may not want to make. But it's important to know the truth. And I think that's really where I'm coming from. And when I came across the video of you from the one client that sent it to me, and I realized, oh my gosh, these dreams and prophetic stuff, it lines up with like stuff I know the East is doing. I know why these are going to happen. It's because what the media is not telling you is getting set up. There's stuff going down. And I think you even caught one where you spoke with a lady that was working with the banking system and was telling you, right? She was telling you, you wouldn't believe what's going on behind the scenes.
Oh, they're building it right behind our nose.
And building it.
There was a dream. I can't remember who it was. It may even been, I think her name is, Sharon for Now Daily Bread had a dream about 2 years ago that the Lord showed her. It reminded her of the Wizard of Oz, man behind the curtain, that the banking systems, it was going to be just like that. All of a sudden, the curtain was going to be exposed, and they had been working this whole time behind the scenes without anybody knowing, pushing, the annuities, pushing the 401ks, pushing the Roth IRAs, pushing all these things in the old system, making people believing that it was okay. And then all of a sudden, the curtain flies open. They've been manipulating it the whole time, and the whole system has changed, and nobody saw it coming. And that's what you are seeing behind the scenes, literally.
Literally. And what's amazing, that dream is just so, I mean, believe it or not, Wizard of Oz is about the financial system. Yellow Brick Road, the gold standard. I mean, it really is. It's amazing. But when they see what's behind that curtain, all the banks right now behind the scenes are programming. They are building the infrastructure for stable coins. It's going to be crypto based. It's going to be a stable coin format. The government in the United States said no CBDC, but they're going to use a stable coin. They'll use a, you know, so they're moving in that direction. That's why there are certain cryptos that are going to be very powerful and valuable in the right place. You know, obviously we need to be diversified because physical, tangible gold and silver outside the system is absolutely crucial, especially in retirement accounts, because it's yours. And you can always have it shipped home immediately if you had to, if it was in a retirement account. But we can then invest into other areas of crypto. I think they're going to be powerful because they're building it. These banks are doing it right now behind the scenes globally. The Bank of International Settlements is the entity that is running all currencies in the world. They run them all. And they're right behind China and BRICS building the Enbridge system. And this bridge that they're building is going to deal with the new digital currency that is running the BRICS unit. Now, they're 40% backing it by gold, which has given them that credibility. But you have 159 countries. And the reason it's important we all understand is it's about trade.
Yeah.
So trade is everything. It has been since the day of time. The United States is losing the trade market. The Chinese are the biggest trade exporters in the whole world. They're running the show. They own the routes. They own the shipping. They own the rails. It's the old Silk Road coming back. And collaborating with Russia, India, and all of the others, now Saudi Arabia, they own all of the commodities and the natural resources. They are huge, especially in rare earth minerals. And here we are in the West, in NATO and Europe, and we're living off of this derivative, fake, manipulated financial system. And don't get me wrong, the dollar's strong. I get it. But wait until the credibility starts building on that BRICS unit. And people are going to understand when you have trillions and trillions in printed currency around the world in the dollar form. When they stop using it for trade, we've lost our petrodollar, right? So now they can buy energy and other currencies. When they start trading without having to put the dollar in the middle, that's it for the dollar. We will have a massive dollar collapse, unbelievable inflation, because they won't use it. And that's why the panic in our banking system behind the scenes, going to digital, going to altcoins and others, because they know eventually, and I'm not a fan of this, but we have no choice. We will have to have a form of universal basic income. Yeah. There's going to be a welfare system. You will, because of AI and robotics. We're not going to have a choice, but all of it will be programmable. Our behavior will be programmable. They'll tell us what we can, cannot do, and when. Why it's so important that we put someone in the White House that will stand by we the people and our freedom to have currency to be able to buy and sell with one another without somebody saying you can't do that. And it's made very clear the Democrats are all about the CBDC, all about behavioral control. Biden put a lady, tried to put her a lady in the comptroller office who was going to make anything above $600 in your bank account get reported directly to the IRS. They failed. I couldn't believe it, but I was like, how did that not become a big issue? And then you have those on the right that are clearly about freedom. And so to me, I don't care where you are politically. I don't care if you like the guy. You've got to look at the importance of the freedom of money and the ability to not only make profit, invest, but have our own control of our direction, not somebody saying you've had too much coffee this week, so you need to slow down, or your insurance company canceling you because maybe you bought something at the store they didn't like. And so it's a really big deal about this control and the banking system. I'm not sure exactly when it's going to pull, but when this trigger goes, I think it was goes with that dream. Once it happens, it's happening overnight.
Well, yeah, because they're building the infrastructure. And it's, yes. You know what it reminds me of? I preach this and I giggle every time I say it, but this is the image the Lord gave me. And if you're my age, Terry, your age, you guys will remember this. If you're way younger than us, you may not, but the Terminator movie is about Skynet. The Lord gave me a revelation that they are building. It's not Skynet. We know that, but AI is a Skynet. That's they were prophesying, making those movies without knowing they were prophesying. It's this, once you let it out of the bag and once it starts accumulating the knowledge, because it gets smarter every day, you can't bring it back in. And it just overtakes and starts running, and they're building the infrastructure. And so when it's online, it's online.
And it activates. It's activating. Yeah. And we're, you know, people are going to say, I've had people tell me, well, they can't do that. I said, I'm not sure you understand. It's in the law. Like, it's done.
It's done.
It's baked in. And they have to someday, you know, we should talk about this, but we should get into the great taking. But it's legit. Like, they did change the laws, U.S. Commercial Code 5 and 6. They've been doing this over the last 20 years. All 50 states are involved. It is in the law, and not just the 2008 Dodd-Frank, where they have bail-ins, meaning when these institutions collapse, the people, the account holders, will have to contribute a portion of their account, their savings, to support the bank. It's a great taking. So not only are you an unsecured creditor in the bank, you've actually given the bank a loan. That's why they give you a pittance of interest. They just have an obligation to pay you back. But within the Dodd-Frank law, those bail-ins, it's legit. We've got $16 trillion or so on deposit, and they have maybe $180 billion in FDIC insurance.
Oh, my gosh.
So a systemic bank collapse, do you really think, oh, but it's guaranteed? It's a private corporation. There's no money. They would have to get it from the people. Where would they get trillions except print, dilute, cause more inflation? But it's in the law. So not only are we unsecured in the banking, you're that way in the stocks. Your stocks and bonds, they're actually titled when they used to be titled in our name. We used to get certificates with numbers on them even. Today, they're in the digital realm, titled in street name only. They are collateral. And here's the crazy part. All money in the bank, all stocks, all bonds is literal collateral to the debt of the financial system by law. And if the systemic collapse happens, which I think is being actually orchestrated, so that's just my opinion, they're planning this, like you said, the dream, it's going to open up and people are going to go, what happened? They're planning. Klaus Schwab came out and said it. You're going to have nothing and like it.
Happy.
Yes, they're planning this great taking. They're planning a major systemic collapse. What is it? Another pandemic, escalation to world war? Yeah. I don't know the trigger, but they're planning something that will cause this systemic collapse. And if you're outside the system just now in this time and season, especially in physical gold and silver, I like because it's not collateral. So even in a retirement account, if you're in physical gold and silver in a depository, it's not collateral. It's different. And so we're at least outside the taking that will happen. Many people argue with you. I'm like, it's in the commercial code. Read it. It's wordy, but read it. They will. And when that happens, we will be so desperate. We will beg for a central solution. Here comes digital ID. Here comes digital currency. Here comes behavioral control for all of those who are anarchists or against the system, because there will be many who will flip out when we lose our freedoms, especially me, an old army guy. I'll be like, what? You know,
I know my husband, too. Right. Like, we think about that. And I think it may, and I could be wrong, it may look just like you said, something like this, an incentive. Boom, this happens. And then, oh, don't everybody know? It's fine. We have a plan. We are going to rebuild this. Everybody, here's the new digital system. Everyone starts off with 10K. Listen, it's all good. We'll help you. You know, that welfare stimulus.
Yes. All you have to do, we'll pay off your debt. We'll take care of your credit cards. Yeah. But sign up with the digital currency, which will almost be a form of leading to a form of the mark of the beast, because you can't buy or sell without it. But they will need incentives to get people to sign on. So they're going to probably say, hey, we'll take care of your credit cards, but you need to sign up and get your money this way for now on. Having freedom outside of that bondage and control with tangible assets is so paramount until, hopefully anyway, we can destroy this attempt on the Western financial system.
What does it look like? Sorry, go ahead, Terry.
Oh, no. What do you mean? What does it look like?
What does it look like for someone who is afraid or hasn't done it yet or still has their retirement, their pensions, their whole life in that old system when this happens or when hyperinflation starts happening? Mm-hmm. What does it look like for that person compared to the person that has rolled over into silver, gold backed assets, vaulted, maybe used you guys or whatever? What are the different lives? What do they look like?
One will probably be tragic. I couldn't even say the word that a lot of people will probably commit the act of, because they will, so many people will lose everything at a time when they're ending their working cycle.
Yeah.
And they're going to just be blown away. It's all going to tokenization. So every asset is going to get tokenized eventually, meaning the asset is going to have a code on the blockchain. That's why certain cryptos are going to be so valuable too. But it's all about that control. So you'll have one set of people who didn't heed the warning, who didn't at least, in my opinion, get highly diversified, because I get it. I still talk to a lot of people. They put too small of an amount in protecting in gold and silver, and they're still heavily in the market.
Yes. And I tell them when that
there, if we attack Taiwan or if China attacks Taiwan or we have whatever event they're going to do that's going to trigger this, that market's coming off 50%. Mm-hmm. And it could take you, if it does, 5-10 years for it to come back. But the point is, why not diversify out? Because right now, gold and silver this year alone dramatically outperformed the stock market. It's not even close. And going forward in the next 18 months, silver will outperform the S&P probably by 95%. Why not have peace of mind, at least sleep at night, knowing you're in God's money, our constitutional money, Article 1, Section 8, because those that are properly protected, you're not going to have to wake up that one Sunday or Monday morning and all of a sudden it'd be in a panic. You won't have to rush to a bank to try to get something out when they say, sorry, you can't. You're just going to lay back and go, okay, I'm expecting it. I hate to say it that way, but I am ready for that one day I wake up and I finally turn on, you know, I look up the news for the day and I'm ready to see that headline.
Well, it's happening.
Like you said, it's going to happen like this right overnight. And so those that are properly preserved while we're working through this forest fire, I call it, let's wait and see what tree is standing. Let's wait and see how we get through this and then re-diversify back out into a investment portfolio that can work for you, you know,
That's
to create
good.
Income. Yeah. And I hear people say, well, gold and silver doesn't create income. I'm like, it's outperforming any income you're creating in whatever stock you're in, trust me, right now and going forward. Not because me and I'm saying it, it's because the East is forcing it. A great example, and this is important for people to understand, retail people are not buying gold and silver right now. That means the people, we the people. If you saw the institutions, though,
yes,
the sovereign wealth funds, the Chinese, the Indians, they're literally taking the physical silver out of the Western vaults and they're sending it East. They're buying it. They're thankful retail has woken up. I think maybe people are burned out. Maybe they've been hearing the doom and gloom for too long.
Maybe
they don't, you know, and I get that. I really do. But right now we're kind of there. This is it. It's happening. Once this election is over, we're going to see some radical movements. And the East is telling us, the BRICS, even Russia came out last week and they said, we're starting our own precious metals exchange.
Whoa. That's
so they're taking the power. Think about it. They're going to take the power away from London and away from Chicago, controlling the silver price. they're starting their own silver precious metals exchange, and they already have Shanghai in China dealing with precious metals, and they're not using derivatives.
Wow.
So talk about real price discovery. The bottom line is they're taking the commodities away from the West. And all through history, commodities build empires. Mm-hmm. Great nations have independent energy supplies. Why I think Trump is so valuable in getting us energy independent. That alone will cut energy prices in half and could really help with inflation. So he has a phenomenal plan. Yeah. But Christians, people, get in. I don't care if you wait 5 hours. You better get up and go vote, because we are the ones responsible if we do not win this election right, just for our freedom. So the fact that they're doing their own exchanges now, wait until you see that arbitrage. People will be buying from the manipulated West at a low price, turning right around and putting it on the Eastern exchanges and getting a spread. There's already a major spread with the Shanghai. And so this is just global. This is legitimate and it's real. And if you study what they're doing, and we're talking probably, what, 70% of the world's population that are going towards the BRICS. And then we have Europe, which are done. Europe is just done. I mean, oh, the Canadians, they're struggling too.
They
have these economic forum leaders that are truly doing this on purpose, and they will be enslaved financially. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them already are. I mean, look at Ireland. My gosh, you know, that's my home country. But you can't, if they don't stop it, we will have it here in the United States. And so all I see is what they're doing. They're leaving the trade system, the Western dominated SWIFT, you know, interbank, you know, payment systems. They have their own. This Enbridge is huge. It's going to be digital money, but this is how they're going to trade with each other. And if the dollar is not being used in international trade, that's when you're going to see an epic collapse. Yeah. And then all of a sudden it's going to be wide open. And if we can just expose it, and I think it's where that dream came in. If we can expose this corrupt lie, yes, it's going to hurt. So to your question, those that don't prepare, they're going to be in some emotional depression. They're going to be unbelievably in trouble realizing, why didn't I at least diversify at this time and season?
Or at least learn this or something.
Something. Just do not stay in. That great taking is so legitimate. That commercial code 5 and 6 is legit. The 2008 Dodd-Frank law, bail-ins, legit. Yeah. And now many people, the only way that they can say any argument against anything we're talking about, they just don't believe it.
Yeah.
No, that's not going to happen. We're the United States.
Right.
We're like Sodom and Gomorrah, for Pete's sake. You don't think we can't get hammered? We've got some good prayerful people, but who are you kidding? We are walking Sodom and Gomorrah right now.
Yeah.
We can easily get hammered because we are spreading evil and war and destruction around the world. Even though we say we're fighting evil, we're the ones doing it. China laid it out. We've been at war 230 years of our existence, just about.
Yeah.
We're not exactly who we think we are. Many think, oh, we can never. Yes, we can. And I think that's the goal. Take down the middle class, take down the United States. Then we can implement the one world currency, which is going through Enbridge. It's going through the BIS. You should see their white papers. They go beyond Enbridge and they say eventually, instead of Iran and China using their own currency and going through Enbridge and doing the conversion, why don't we just use this single currency unit? And everybody see? And so it's in the papers, but they have to do it step by step to keep, you know, people from revolting. But knowing it's there, and I think, unfortunately, it's now, like right now, and I shouldn't be laughing, but we're at this time, we're at the end. This road is, we're at that cliff face.
I mean, it's so wild. It's almost unbelievable. And I think that's what they like to play on. Oh, the people will never believe it because it's so conspiracy. We'll Very be true. Able to do it, right? Because when things are so out there, the American people or people in general are like, that is such a hoax. That's a conspiracy, but it's actually the truth.
Yes.
You know, like you said, the U.S., the Constitution, really, because it's such a divine document, it is the only thing left standing in the way of the world.
That's exactly right.
Of the world beast system. And they know that. So if they can pull America down, it's checkmate.
Checkmate. It's exactly right. Because our wealth and our ability, that's why I love Elon Musk and, you know, these people speaking about what they're saying. We are a dynamic, and Trump says this too. I mean, he's such a wonderful encourager. We are a dynamic people. We do create. We create a lot of the technology in this world has come from, you know, the West Coast. We are dynamic in so many ways. We can be amazing as a nation, but by doing that, then we're in power. We have power, and there you go. We can't be part of a world system.
Right.
So you have half this country that's trying to take us into this global control world system. I mean, look what the United Nations is doing. Mm-hmm. They're trying to pass that pandemic treaty.
Yep.
In the pandemic treaty, they're going to have sovereign control over us. Tell us what we can and cannot do. They're going to make the UN is already they're having the meetings. They're already working on the legislation that creates emergency authority power. Then all of a sudden, everything's an emergency. Oh, there's too much gun violence. It's an emergency. The United Nations can come in and start to try to take guns from Americans. This is an emergency. That's emergency. Look at what they've done.
Gas on the cows is an emergency. Shut all of the refrigerators down that hold beef. I mean, they can do these things.
Right. Your gas stove, it's an emergency. Your gas stove is dangerous. I've been gas stoves most of my life. I seem pretty healthy. But everything becomes an emergency. So they can supersede our constitutional rights and take away our freedom. And financially, many, and you're correct, Lauren, many just don't believe it. They think it's too far out there. And I'm like, have you read the white papers? Like, if you see their conferences, you see the videos, you watch the FDIC board meeting, and the video was snuck out, and they're talking about how they're going to present this collapse to the American people to keep them from running on the banks. And they're all talking how strategically they can do this with the least impact of people knowing. They know it's coming. So shouldn't we prepare?
Yeah.
Shouldn't we be wiser and smarter and get ourselves in the right place just now, just this time and season? That's all.
That's it. I think, well, I'm reading this. John, just it stuck out to me. John had a really great question. I don't know if you can see this, Terry, but he said, and I get this a lot. I don't know how to answer it. What advice do you have for people who are in a pension system that cannot withdraw unless terminating employment? What in the world do they do?
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
If you're in a pension system, you're at the mercy of the pensioners, and that, you know, you could just go and, well, put it this way, whatever savings you do have, you better be heavily diversified into gold and silver if you're in a pension. If you're not, if you don't have a lot of excess, you better have certain cryptos ready to go. Because if you're in a pension, just look at what happened to, who was it in Detroit? I'm from Detroit originally. United Auto Workers, when the 08 collapse happened, they slashed the pension by like 30%. Mm-hmm. There is a high probability pensions will get cut. Even government pensions, for that matter, they're going to have to. Austerity's coming. So if you don't have anything outside of the pension itself, if you do, now most people with pensions, they probably have some form of an IRA or an investment account as well. That should be absolutely mandatory to be out of the system, to be protected, hoping that your pension does hang in there. But if it doesn't, you may have enough of a wealth transfer through the gold and silver investment and other cryptos that can help sustain your income that the pension could get cut from. Because there's no doubt austerity is coming. And pensions could be at risk. So it's very important to be aware. Anything outside that system, you should be protected with something not be in the stock market knowing that you're counting on just a pension. And if it's all you have, you just better pray and loose angels around that company that they have the resources to continue the pension.
That's good. John, I hope that answers your question. Guys, we're going to try to get into some questions right now while we have Terry's. We don't have him for very much longer, so I want to make sure you guys are heard. I do have a good one. Oh, this is a good one from Liz or LZ. If we buy gold and silver, how do we know it won't get confiscated by the government?
Oh, that's a good point. One reason that you can feel comfortable is it doesn't matter. The gold and silver is too irrelevant to the overall wealth, the overall major financial system. So there's just not enough gold and silver to help the government along. So you're going to see governments go more after, as they already did, they've gone after money markets. And so many don't know you're sitting in cash in a money market. It's no longer cash. It's 98% U.S. treasuries. They're going to go after IRAs eventually one day, and they'll give it a second, make it a second tier Social Security. It's just not worth it because silver is an industrial metal. It is needed everywhere, not just your bathroom mirror, mind you, right? All technology, you name it, it's needed. Gold is a global monetary metal. So they're so valuable globally. The government could obviously do it if they chose to. They can take our house if they really wanted to, right? War Powers Act, they could do anything they want. But that's the beauty of gold and silver, because you could just bury it somewhere. Yeah. And good luck finding it, right? And then we barter if we had to. And then if it's in an IRA, what I tell people is be ready. If it's in an IRA and we get any indication, we'll be putting the notice out. But if we get any indication that they're going to confiscate IRAs to create a second tier Social Security, immediately have that stuff physically shipped home, deal with taxes the following year for the early withdrawal. But then you control your money. But for them to actually confiscate, silver, it makes no sense because the world industrial complex just needs it. I mean, Samsung solid silver, solid state battery is a phenomenal revolution in technology. Everybody needs it. And so it doesn't do them any good to confiscate because it would create a mistrust around the world and it just won't work. And gold is tier one. So in all fairness, gold is tier one, meaning it's equivalent to treasuries and currency. So it's fungible. It could be interchanged. Gold is money. But gold is irrelevant now because our financial system is so large. We're talking mega, mega trillions. Our debt level is so high. Trying to take gold and silver will be nothing. They'll just print money. They'll create a digital currency and have an endless credit line. Gold and silver does them no good. It actually would benefit them more to let the people have the gold and silver and get the tax revenue from the big profits in the future. That's the way I look at it. It's like, why would they take it from us when they're going to get the taxes in the future anyway? To me, that's more important for them because they're going to need revenue, especially when we go on universal basic income for a big chunk of society. They will need producers. They can't just print money out. Well, they do print money out of thin air, but they need people producing in order to pay taxes to support the system. And so they want you to have wealth. What they don't want you is to have freedom. And so I could see possibly there would be restrictions down the road. But if they try to do that, you're talking totalitarian authoritarianism in ways that I don't think society would tolerate. And so taking gold and silver, confiscating it, confiscating people's real estate assets, it's possible because you see it. I mean, California tried to do a wealth tax where you had to literally fill out a form and tell them every asset you own so they know how to tax you. They even put on the float. I know Biden did. He put on the float Kamala did, man. I don't know what these people, who they're listening to. They wanted to even tax unrealized gains.
Oh, I remember that. What is
crazy.
That?
Like, oh yeah, you own this real estate. It's worth this much. Even though you never sold it, we're going to tax you anyway. Like this is where they can go. Lewis. Why we have to stop it. Because otherwise, profits from cryptos, profits from gold and silver, having land and wealth, this creates wealth for a nation. So for them to go to levels of confiscation is actually counterproductive for them. because it could be a national security issue because they need it, but the rest of the world is operating on it. So the whole world would have to confiscate at the same time, and they're just not doing that. Not even the communist Chinese.
Yeah.
They're actually encouraging their people to own gold and silver. They know the currency systems will be collapsing as they realign the global economy. And they know, Indians too. You see India, they are ferocious silver buyers. Gold's getting pretty expensive, but they're encouraging the people. But yes, in history, in all fairness, governments have come in and taken people's assets, but they can do that with everything.
Yeah.
And so if you think they'll take your gold and silver, they could tax us 90% too. They can take our land, you know, unrealized gain taxation. So at that point, they can do just about anything, but it doesn't make any sense this day and age because gold is not our money. We have too much debt and we just print this currency fiat note we have because the gold holdings would never even come close to compensating for that.
Yeah, and I think that's good that you said that. The government's more interested in revenue.
Yeah.
Yeah. BJ wants to know, what percentage of silver and what percentage of gold do you recommend?
That's a tough one because gold is a lot more stable. Silver is volatile. So silver can go up and down quickly. But with the demand of silver in the industrial realm, and especially going forward, and with the lack of supply out there, silver is going to be a tremendous ROI. So return on the investment will be definitely silver over time. Silver can go up easily 1,000%. Gold won't go that high. Eventually, it'll pair off. But I can see gold easily go another 100% from here. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, silver will go hundreds of percent. But yeah, gold is money. Gold's stable. You could have a tiny little gold coin that's worth a lot of money. So it's a tough call. It's very personal. I would say a reasonable would be maybe 75-25. And if you do gold, I know it's a little higher in premium, but it'll be worth it anyway in the end. You want the smaller increments because 1 ounce gold, if it's $5,000, you have to sell one coin. Not many people can do that transaction, where if you have a dime size, 1/10 ounce gold coin and it's worth $1,000, it's a lot easier to do a transaction, or it's worth, you know, $500. It'd be a lot easier to do. Silver is definitely the one that's going to return on the investment. I know the manipulation is there. I understand it. A lot of people ask that question. Well, why is the price so low if it's so important? Well, it's because they're manipulated. It's because the whole world needs silver for everything. I mean, a Tomahawk missile has hundreds of ounces of silver. I mean, and so silver is extremely valuable. And so they do their best to keep it manipulated. But the problem is it's a natural finite resource, just like oil, just like anything else, palladium, anything else. And the world is now scrambling to take control of it. And as they do, they want that physical, and that's going to force the prices to go higher. So it's a tough call. It really is. But I like 75-25. I think it's fair. I do like having gold. I think gold is important because it is money. It's not as volatile, but not everyone is also looking for profits. You know, Lauren, a lot of folks in retirement, they're like, I'm not looking to make a fortune. I just want to protect. Yes, I just want to protect and preserve my wealth. Then that's where gold will come in a little bit more. Yeah, because you're still going to do well. Gold will see $5,000 over the next few years for sure. And could it go a lot higher? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we have systemic issues, gold can skyrocket. I can hear numbers at 20,000 would not be unreasonable because it offsets debts and the governments will use it for that purpose. Central banks are buying it like you wouldn't believe. So right. It is definitely valuable. But if you don't really care that much, you just want to preserve the volatility of it, then gold, because silver can drop $2-3, you know, silver can drop $10 because they manipulate it. But right now it's getting to the point where if they tried that, foreign sovereign funds would come in and buy that stuff up on that dip like you wouldn't believe.
That's
so
true.
They're losing the ability to manipulate because the actual asset is becoming that valuable.
Here's a good one from Nicole, and I got this question a lot too. So people are saying once they move over their retirement and it's vaulted. So for this one, I moved my IRA to Cornerstone and it's being held at Gold Star. How to retrieve assets when things go down? So what would be that process? How would they get?
Yeah, that's actually that's good for you. And thank you for your trust. That's the best way you can be, because if we do sense any form of confiscation, and we'll know, I mean, there'll be writing on the wall, something will be, you know, chatter, and they won't be able to keep that thing a secret. It is such an easy process to literally have that gold or silver mailed to you. So if you decide you want to take it home, it's literally one form you submit to probably Gold Star. You would submit the form to your custodian and they would arrange to have that shipped. That can literally happen within days.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of packing it up, you know, and standing in line to be shipped. Then they can physically insured ship that physical gold and silver directly to your home, And you just deal with taxes the following year on any distribution you took. If you decide to sell it, it's just as easy too, because in the IRA, you just submit a form through Gold Star. We do an actual sales transaction. They will transfer the silver out of the custodial account in your name. They transfer it to Cornerstone as a company. Once we receive it, it's confirmed. We wire the cash funds to Gold Star, and they distribute it then to the client.
That's
and so,
so
the real
good.
Simple procedures, it's actually pretty quick, but be patient. If we do have a really huge windfall of business, I'm not saying Cornerstone, I'm talking the industry in general, there could be delays. I can see where gold is, this is why I would be doing it sooner than later, but I can see you could wait 2 months, even 3 months for an order, but you can never buy it unless it's been purchased in the system. So from a lot of companies, they're brokers, so they may not even have the supply, nor could they get it. We're directly tied to the supply chain. So if we cannot at Cornerstone get it, nobody's getting it. Because we're tied in with refineries, we're tied in with suppliers, we're tied in with recyclers. We have some very unique relationships. So if we can't get the supply, no one's getting it. Most of the companies out there are just brokers. That's why they charge 400% more in price. Stay away from the big companies. They got gold in the name of their company. Stay away. 9 out of 10 of them are absolutely gouging you.
Yeah.
It's not necessary. It's more about getting as many ounces as you can. But working with a custodian, having physical gold and silver in a retirement account is a wonderful, simple process to move around, transfer, sell, or send home compared to anything else. You probably have more time in a stock market firm trying to get a hold of them, going through a sale, going through clearing. It'd probably take longer to do that than it would be to get the gold and silver out.
Valerie is asking, how do I transfer my stocks into actual gold and silver, like with you guys? Like, how would they do that?
Well, if you were to do that, you would sell. So basically, you call your broker, or if you're managing it yourself, and you just sell your holdings. You sell all of your stocks, your bonds, your ETFs, or your mutual funds, whatever it is. You sell it, convert it to cash. Once it's in cash in your account, you can then have that wired to you. They're not going to wire it to us. They definitely don't want that. But they'll wire you the funds or send you a check. I would recommend a wire. And then you can turn right around, do a check by phone or wire to Cornerstone to do the purchase of the physical asset. But just know, I have 5 financial licenses. I know what they teach. I used to be a financial advisor. They are designed to keep you in the house. Yeah. So they get in trouble if they sell money away. So they cannot get you physical gold and silver. They'll put you in ETFs. They'll put you in paper asset investments. Right now, you have to know physical possession, even in a private depository, is still possession. Physical is vital because the paper can easily just go bust. These ETFs can go out. They're part of the financial system, stocks and bonds, and they could easily become collateral. And so you just don't want that. If you're going to really do gold and silver, you do the physical. You either store it at home, private depository. It's okay. All of the big hedge funds, money managers have gold and silver in the depository. It's what we do because it's easy to move it between the refinery and other suppliers.
And I just want to say one thing. Do you mind taking one more question? Terry, are you good?
Oh yeah, no, we got time. I don't mind. You can take more. I'm okay. We got time.
Cool. I just want to say, I get people are asking me, well, how do I liquidate it if it's sitting in my safe or it's sitting in a vault and they ship it to me? Then what do I do? I have had no issues, Terry, ever liquidating my silver. No. I had to liquidate 1 or 2 times, and I had it literally in cash to pay a bill within an hour. You just call up your local dealer. You guys can take care of it too. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is so valuable. It is so wanted, and they literally will cut you a check right then. Yeah. You pick up, you know, the money for what you're given. So it's super easy.
Well, because it's money. Right? I mean, silver and gold is money.
Yeah.
Oh, believe you, we even had during the hurricanes, there were stores. They didn't have digital because all the systems were down. So your credit cards, debit cards, nothing worked.
Yeah.
So they were taking silver. And what they did is they just weigh it. They know, because they can tell if it's real or not. They weigh it and they say, okay, it's so many grams of silver. Here's how much you have to spend. And they were taking silver. Now, they weren't given the best spreads, but still, silver is money. And so anywhere in time of emergency, silver is money. Local dealers, pawn shops, you could always send it to Cornerstone. We'll always buy it back. Refineries. Yeah, we'll
always buy it back.
It is so money. It is the most liquid asset in the world. The demand is unbelievable. There will be just dozens of people probably in your area, and you could always call Cornerstone. We'll guide you if you didn't want to send it to us. We'll even help you find someone, because people will pay cash for it.
Yeah.
People will barter. Yep. I've heard of contractors taking bars of big 100-ounce bars of silver from people and building an addition for them. You know, so people use it as a form of money, and we're allowed to do that. I mean, people trade all the time, trade services. Hey, I'll give you eggs from my chickens, and how about you give me a couple bales of hay or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. It's a standard trade. It's totally legit to do. It's not a business in that sense. We're just trading with one another, and that's completely legitimate.
That's what I loved about you guys. You guys bought always back your own stash. And by the way, y'all's stash is so beautiful. I've never got an order that just wasn't beautiful, pristine, and just it glorifies the king so much.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I always just in my heart was like, this is beautiful. You really put detail in honoring him on your asset. And that's why I love like jewels and diamonds and things, not because I covet them, but I see God in them. And I believe they honor him, and I see their beauty. And so I loved how you did that on your own silver. Oh,
thank you. Well, I mean, doesn't the Bible say that? I mean, aren't we streets of emerald and ruby and, you know, onyx? And you know what's interesting I love about our coin, too? Number one is First Amendment protected. And, you know, keep that in mind is, you know, First Amendment is protection of religious freedom, you know, religious expression. So when they confiscated gold and silver, this could go back to that other question too. When they confiscated gold and silver back in the 30s, they did that because gold was our money at the time. Now we're on this fiat Federal Reserve system, so it's not the same. That's why they really won't. But when they did do that, they did not confiscate anything religious. So if you had crosses or any type of jewelry, you didn't have to turn it in. Our coin is designed specifically for the First Amendment protected right. It is God's money. Biblical, Haggai 2:8, the gold is mine, the silver is mine. It is God's money. It gives us that First Amendment protection. They say, turn it in. It's mine. Constitutional rights. Now, if they blow up the Constitution, you know, who knows what will happen to us. But it is First Amendment protected. And so what I like are these stars. So the 12 stars on one side of the coin actually represent the 12 disciples. The 12 stars on the other side represent the 12 tribes.
Yeah.
So it's all very symbolic, minus even with the scripture. It's designed like that on purpose, like Cornerstone Mint isn't the actual minting facility. Jesus said in Revelation 3:18, I counsel you to buy from me the gold refined in the fire so you may be rich. Come to me to get your wealth. And Cornerstone Mint is Jesus Christ is our source. And his wisdom as lamp unto our feet. His wisdom and the Holy Spirit's wisdom is what we should be looking for.
Well, this is beautiful. I just love the detail y'all put into that and the time and effort, you know, just it blessed me. The next question is how Cornerstone could help someone move their retirement into the process of vaulting it with Gold Star? Like, what does that look like for somebody?
Well, there's two. If it's an IRA, we actually do a lot more work helping people than I think most companies do. We're very hands-on, very personable. Our staff and team are extremely knowledgeable. They actually know more than I do about some of those details. You think I should know all of that, but they're just very, very knowledgeable. They will be able to answer questions, concerns, help you through the process of the paperwork and get it submitted. Follow up. We have tremendous relationship with the custodian. Great communication. If it's an IRA, we go and walk you through that process to get it done all the way through to even helping you get the money out of your current custodian. a lot of these financial institutions, I got to tell you, folks, they're not wanting to give that money up. We had someone transferring in about $500,000. And they did not want to give that money up. It took them 2 months to get the money out of that company because if they had $500,000, they probably had it leveraged 20 to 1. So they had to consolidate millions on the books to give them that $500,000. They don't want to give it to you. They will talk you around in circles to keep you from selling your stocks and getting out because brokers actually get yelled at when clients close the account and leave by their manager. They don't like it. They'll be like, oh, you can buy this. You can buy that. We can take care of it. We'll do this in the banks. We'll give you a CD, even though it's below inflation. They don't want you leaving because they're using your hard-earned wealth and savings and using it as collateral for their own investments. That goes back to the day why Dodd-Frank even came in. Corzine did it with Greek bonds. The government ruled the money wasn't yours. Yeah. In the stock market or in the bank, it wasn't yours. You have given your stockbroker a loan. And so in the John Corzine, the MF Global case, they ruled that they were not responsible for the losses because they had used clients' money to buy the bonds and the whole thing tanked. And they said, well, you had given them a loan. Unbelievable ruling. And so to even to this day, they do not want to give it to you. But if you see how hard it is sometimes to get funds out of these institutions, wait until the system collapses.
Oh my God.
You won't even get them on the phone. Mm-mm. So, and you can't even put in stop loss orders now. So I have a feeling when that time comes, your broker has, you know, 1,000 clients, you won't get them on the phone.
No.
And so that's why it's best to be prudent and start making moves because we don't know when is when. We do know it's close. We're in global recession globally, and we're going to have to go through a cleansing and then maybe a melt up in the market to some extent, but we will go through a cleansing. All I know is that silver is outperforming the S&P over the next 18 months.
Well,
it's just going to.
All that you just said happened to my mom, actually, Terry. She was trying to get money out of the 401k or her retirement fund, and that financial advisor would not release it. He kept beating around the bush. I'll call you later. I got to send an email to this guy. I got to send an email. A month later, my mom finally said, give me my money. Like he just kept passing her off because of exactly what you said. Mm-hmm. They will not release it. And they'll tell you all kind of excuses.
They'll put fear into you. They'll put fear. Are you sure you can trust that company? Are you sure you know what you're doing? Physical. Oh, that's not true. And they lie.
They lie.
I'm amazed at the stories I hear. So see, that's terrible. That just makes me hot.
That they will not give to these people.
And you think it's yours, but it's not. You've given them a loan. They just have an obligation to pay you back that loan. They're not. I just have a feeling almost every bank in our country is insolvent. We have a huge banking crisis coming. Hundreds of banks are tied to the commercial real estate area. There is such a problem in the system. And like I said, $16 trillion on deposits. You have $180 billion in FDIC, and you think you're getting your money back? You will get negotiated. Pennies on the dollar. There will be bail-ins. And everyone says, well, it's guaranteed at $250,000. Yeah, wait. If it's a systemic collapse, good luck. Good luck. You should hear what the bank presidents that we have as clients are telling us. So all I know is we're just at a time and season. This isn't doom and gloom. People make me nuts when they say that. We're not talking doom and gloom. We're just preaching the truth of what's going on and let the truth set you free. It's your choice. But I'm looking at a forest fire out here.
Yeah.
And we need to see what tree is standing before we get back and rediversify. Sell it off when we need to. Gold and silver is money, liquid as anything out there. We can always sell it, trade it, barter it. It is money.
Yeah.
And just like eggs are from your chickens, right? I'm looking forward to getting my chickens. That's why I'm talking more about it.
I need some chickens. Oh, listen to this, Terry. This is so sweet. Lisa said, I just did it. Super simple and Cornerstone rep was excellent. Aww. And went over the paperwork to ensure it was all correct. Account got funded, then phone call to rep and purchase was completed. I'm a daughter and I don't know. And it was done. It was so smooth and it was so simple. Getting ready.
Oh, Lisa, I know. I had a conversation with Lisa.
Did you? That's so sweet. Also,
she
Alberta,
was adorable. Yeah, she's a firecracker.
Also said another one above. Albert said, Gold Star walked my son through transferring his 401k and IRA so easy, and the staff was very helpful. So you guys are killing it.
Very. Yeah, because we had, as a matter of fact, there was a strange issue that we had. There was a mistake internally, and it happened. And I had to have a conversation with her, discussing it. Because sometimes things happen. There's just no doubt. I mean, but the beautiful thing is, this is all always highly insured. And I personally control the inventory that moves around. So you rest assured, I deal directly with the refinery, directly with the depositories. We have great support staff. But if anything does happen, matter of fact, we had an issue one time where a bunch of gold by FedEx got sent somewhere else. They like dropped it off at a Walgreens, if you can believe it. I'm totally breaking protocol, and the customer was flipped out because it was like $80,000 in gold. And I said, it's okay. Believe me, they'll find it. And the good news is it's insured. We've never had an issue once. We've had one time, matter of fact, we just did recently. Something was stolen by a FedEx employee. But believe me, at the levels we deal with the top of the food chain. And we get investigate. Well, oh, yeah. Our investigations with FedEx and with the refinery and depository, they get right to the bottom. They will track every step, every hand that touched that package, and you'll go to jail. And so they're very good at it. But we found out someone had swapped something out, tracking number, everything the same. And it was like a phone thing in the box instead of the gold. And of course, somebody's in trouble, but the insurance picked it up. And they reissued the gold back to the people. And then they went after the perp who did it. So, you know, it's a very, very secure transaction. And the good news is it's all backed up and insured. So you can rest assured you'll get it.
Oh, can I say this one thing too, guys? Because I've been using them for 10 years. Someone had mentioned it was taking a really long time to get their silver from Cornerstone. Here's the thing. The checks have to clear. Yes. Before you can get your silver. So it's not one of those things as, you know, you give the check and, you know, they're like, okay, good. It ships the next day. No, it has to clear the bank. So it's not Cornerstone. Is this right, Terry? It's the banking system of clearing.
Well, on the check side, yes. Yeah. So yeah, checks are 7 days. So if you want it immediately, you have to do a wire. Checks are 7 days clearing time. And that's not me. That's what the bank tells me. You cannot guarantee, they say, the funds are yours until 7 days clearing time. That's when it's actually called collected. It may leave your bank, you know, in 2 days, but it's moving through the system and we don't actually collect it for seven. So once it's actually collected, then it goes into the fulfillment system. And then behind the fulfillment system, it could be a couple of few days. And then sometimes depends on what you order. If you order something different or specialty, we had to probably purchase it right directly from not just the mint, but it could even be some of the national mints, depending on where you're getting it from. And we were in order. So we're in line. So we're waiting for that delivery to be delivered. And then we ship out. Most of the time, it can happen pretty quick. These times vary. Sometimes silver can go out in a few days. Sometimes it can be weeks. But I'm here to tell you clearly, be prepared.
Yeah.
Because there could come a time. This could take 6 weeks, 7 weeks, 8 weeks. And that's not us. That'll be everybody because it's getting their hands on it. And sometimes we're waiting for these mints, like if it's an American Eagle, we're waiting for the mints to ship, but we lock it in. The key is we get locked in. And once we're locked in, you own it. It's yours. Now it has to move around. And so for the most part, if some companies, they ship it out faster, they may be inventoried. Very dangerous business. We don't get into inventorying. We're not speculators. So we don't buy along the spectrum of pricing. We don't hold a lot of inventory like that. We do direct with the refinery, direct with the mint. And we place orders. And we do hold slight inventory, but not overwhelming because I don't like speculating. The prices can constantly move. And it's just, it could be very dangerous. It's why companies go out of business.
That's a good
They
point.
Speculate, the price drops $10 and all of a sudden they're in trouble. And we just don't do that. We order direct. When you place an order, it's done that moment, literally. And I don't hold back because when you buy it and get locked in, it is bought from the refinery, from the mint immediately because that price could move. And of course, we as Cornerstone could lose money if we didn't buy it immediately. And then it just goes through the process. And I do notice sometimes that that shipping process changes. Sometimes it goes out quicker than others. It's just the backup. If there's 1,000 people shipping at the same time, you're waiting in line, but you're going to get it. And that's the best part. Once it's locked in, it's guaranteed that you're going to receive it.
Well, Terry, there's no doubt that the Lord is really going to bless. I'm just prophetically speaking to you because I just felt like I got a download while you were speaking. Because of your integrity, because of how you've plowed with such spirit of excellence and care for people, the Lord is just going to accelerate. He already has your field of expertise. And I just can't wait to see what the Lord's about to do for you and your staff and all of the people they have helped and all the people they have saved in their retirement. Because you guys are doing more than you really know. I know that you know, but you're saving people's entire families, like generations, by helping them move things over into like the right wells. And so the Lord is really like just shining a light on you right now because of like you've just passed all the tests with just integrity and compassion and just help.
Well, so I appreciate that. I get attacked, boy. And I know you do too. Man, I get attacked sometimes, but I'll take it to you, man. I'm ready. Like I'm game on. You want to attack me, man? I've got knowledge, man. I'll know that word too. I'll get you number one spiritually, and I'll get that demon out of the way. But two, I know my business very, very well. You, so you want to talk smack? You talk your smack. You got a demon on you. I'll pray with you because I know what's going on in this world, in the finance, and the business of it. Oh, and just a real quick too. I saw a question slide by there about crypto. Do we take crypto for silver? And unfortunately, we don't. I would like to in the future, but because there's still a kind of a swirl of regulation going on with cryptos, there's so much involved. They haven't really cemented the rules and laws on crypto. I just don't go there until they actually, once they tell me what's up and they have the rules and laws established, I like to keep things really super clean. This is a very risk-averse, extremely clean transaction in business. Wires go through the Bank of New York. It's all vetted, you know, for red flags and money laundering. I mean, we have to have a tremendous amount of integrity in knowing your customer, I guess you could say. And it's a very important, you know, so I don't want to get into cryptos because they haven't established the laws, although I like crypto privately. And I know there's some tremendous opportunities for people. I'm a big fan. But intermingling this business, I just don't, because until they can tell me, and I know there's some companies that do, but until I know the rules specifically, I'm just not engaging because they'll flip the switch on you and all of a sudden you're in a mess of trouble. And I just don't want to do that.
I'm the same way. I keep them very separate. They're separate. Yeah. They're very separate entities for me. I don't mingle them.
Right. Yeah. And that's true about it. Yeah. And being risk averse, I've learned my lesson. I don't work with a company that does two roles. There's three specific roles. You have refining, you have minting, and you have storage, which is shipping and you know, depository storage. You do not do business with companies that mix those businesses up. Your refiner, you just refine. That's it. Your minter, you just mint. That's it. You store, you just store. And then by having that relationship, that's why I like DDSC. By having that relationship, you know you're going to be okay because they don't have bills. They're not cross-applying debts. There are some companies out there, they have their own depository. And I'm just telling you, I think they're probably a decent company, but I just wouldn't be mixing up assets with someone who sells it, stores it, does all this stuff, because you are asking for a big trouble if they go bust. No. I've seen Chapter 11s happen before with companies like that. You never want to do business with someone that has, you know, crossover, businesses. You just don't.
Well, 90% of the silver dealers out there are just like that, which is why I promote you guys so much, because a lot of people are just getting silver from 90% of the ones that are that you just said. They're very like could implode at any time because they're mixing.
So, well, and they do. And they spend a fortune. The reason those big gold companies charge what they charge is because they're paying millions for sponsorships, and they rigged the system. They rigged I don't know what people say good things about you. I mean, we never really got into that kind of stuff, but they just rig it up, but they pay a fortune out. And there's so many companies, they're so heavily putting money out for marketing. There's a lot of them in deep trouble right now because the retail is not buying. So the business industry itself is a lot slower than what it was a few years ago. But institutionally, people are. So we're moving larger sums right now, but the average retail person is not. I've seen these companies. They go out. And you'll notice most of the companies out there, they've only been around a couple few years.
Yeah.
They just got signed. They're a bunch of sales guys that got together and said, hey, let's start our own company. Yeah. And they're just brokers. They find supply out there somewhere and then mark it up and resell it. They're not directly in the food chain like we are. We're directly in the refinery. We're directly in the minting. We're in the relationships with these people. We've been around quite some time, and we are solid on our risk aversion because I personally don't need it. I'd rather just walk away and go play with my horses. You know, yeah, I don't need to have trouble. I'm not looking to get rich like that. God's got me covered. I could care less. If I wanted to be super rich, I'd be out there doing these business models like these other companies do. And I put it to my team that way. I said, we should just start doing this. I was getting frustrated. Let's just start doing what they're doing. None of my team members played along. They're actually mad at me. How dare you say that? We can't be like that.
They're like, Terry, you need a nap. Come back.
Come back. You can't be doing this. What are you doing? I said, no, I'm just wanted to blow it by you. But no, we're going to stay what we are. We're honest and true. We do the best. Premiums move around all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, premiums can be low and then they can be high. Just a few years ago, we had premiums upwards to 40-45%.
Yeah.
You know, it's a supply demand issue. And sometimes, you know, the cost then skyrocket in the minting, cost skyrocket in refining. And so all of a sudden things change. But then they can drop too, premiums. And this is just the extra you pay over the actual physical asset.
Oh my gosh. Listen, look at this, Terry. Rachel said, I bought gold and silver from another company years ago. I spent $5,000, but I only received $2,200 worth of metals. The rest of the money they said went to fees, taxes. Was that accurate or was I ripped off?
In their world, they call it fees and taxes.
Yeah. What is that?
I don't know. Well, I think there's one state, Minnesota, they have certain tax to it. We don't do business in Minnesota. They were terrible. They had some kind of thing where, as a company, you had to personally put every one of your employees up for physical liability, and it just was crazy. And I'm like, I'm not doing it. But most states just don't do that. So some states do, and we just avoid that. But it's fees, and what they call fees are not fees. They're just ripping you off.
Oh,
and I hate to use that word, but it's true. You know, most of those companies, that's a great example. 70-80% gone overnight. And it's all because they made the money. They just steal. And then the other companies, I notice what they do is bait and switch. So what they'll do is they'll give you maybe 30% at a really good price, which is a normal price. And then the other 70%, they hit with a numismatic or a specialty coin.
Oh my God.
And they charge 60-70% premium when it's just not necessary. If it's more than 10%, something's wrong. Silver is different. Silver can get upwards to 20. Silver has gotten up to 40% because of the lack of supply. But in gold, it should never. And I see these companies do it all the time. And that's unfortunate. So my advice to that person, when you go to sell it, don't sell it back to them, because when you sell it back to them, they charge you another 30%.
Oh my gosh.
Don't do it. Just call us at Cornerstone and we'll have you ship it to our depository account. We'll buy it back from you and it'll be at a much more reasonable price in the spread. A lot of times when you buy it back, there is a cost to us, because especially if we go to the refinery and just melt it down. So there is a cost on that. So it is a little bit below the actual price. But I see these companies 30-35% to sell it back to them after they've already charged you 80-90% to buy it.
Oh,
it's unbelievable.
Gosh, and
the government says that, you know, the government says it's okay. They call buyer beware. I can sell you a refrigerator for $25,000, even though it cost me three. It's up to you to make that choice. And we refuse. We could charge more for a product. I mean, we custom make our own silver coin. I can build up a story and charge a lot more. We just don't. It's about getting as many ounces in the hands of the people as possible, getting people protected for what is coming. We're just not interested in that. We're going to be just fine. I'm happy. I have a good life. I don't need to go that route. I'll be just fine.
Thank you for telling them this, Terry, because with everybody saying buy silver, and I know what the majority of the remnant or the Christians are doing. They're Googling buy silver, and then whatever pops up, they don't have the education. They don't have the wisdom. You are a wealth of knowledge. Thank you. Don't get ripped off, guys. With all the things he's telling you, I'm sure you did not know because I didn't know half of it. I'm just
most people don't, Lauren. Thank you for saying that. I feel so bad. I'm like on a crusade against it, but I can tell you this. If they have the word gold in the name of the company, 9.5 out of 10 of them are bad news. There's some decent ones, but if they have the word gold, trust me, you're getting ready to get hurt. It's not necessary. This business is a spread rate. And so it's a spread between wholesale buying of a tangible asset and then whatever costs are involved in securing and shipping and everything else, minting that goes into it. And then there's a small margin on the other side for profit. But it's not about get rich quick, this industry. It's just not. But most companies do. So you can rest assured, everybody you're seeing on TV, if they're on TV, they're overcharging you because you get to pay to get on TV like that. The sponsorships to most conservative people makes me insane, especially people supposedly big time Christians. They're using these companies that are terrorizing people. And I've gone off on a few ministers. How dare you talk about caring about your people? And you're using a company like this to protect their wealth that are taking 90% of their money. Gosh. It's just terrible. But I'm like this. Oh, but don't worry. I know you're getting paid.
That's because what
they'll pay them $1 million to sponsor. They'll give them $1 million.
That's what it is.
Yeah. It's all about money. I'll give them $1 million. I know right now there's some great people. They're supposedly hot fire Christians, but they'll get paid $1, $2, $3 million a year to be sponsored by these big companies. And they're like, oh, these are my friends. These guys are great. Yeah, they just gave you $1 million. But believe me, for me to give you $1 million, we'd have to charge a lot higher price.
Amen.
That's not what it's about. It's about getting more ounces in your hands because what's coming is nothing to mess with. We need to be ready. So hopefully it doesn't. Let's just pray that we actually overcome.
Or at least
we have victory.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to respect your time. I am going to let you go, but can we do two more questions real quick?
Sure.
I just saw them. All right, guys, we do have to let him go. I know you guys could just ask all day long. He's so wise with this. But two, I see, do you ship internationally? And Linda wants to know, is there any amount of silver that they can buy from you or does it have to be a minimum?
The Bible says not to be a respecter of person. Believe it or not, we've had people for years sending in every other week a check for $50. It's precious. We don't even make, we actually lose money when we do that. But Bible says not to be respect to a person. So there is no limit at all. And many companies there are because they're just not interested. They only care about the wealthy people. But we're here for everybody. So if you just need even a few ounces, by all means, we'll be there for you. I mean, you might be able to find one, you know, locally at a pawn shop. Probably be better because you won't have to pay shipping. But we're here for everyone. There is no limit. I refuse, even though it's a lot more work, I refuse to be a respecter of person just because you didn't happen to have a certain amount of money. No.
Can I tell you what Eve used to do for me, Terry, real quick? Back 10 years ago when I didn't have a lot of money and I was buying 1 or 2 ounces at a time, Eve would tell me, I'm going to hold these for you. And then when you get up to like 50 coins or you get up to like, you know, 100 coins, 75 coins, I'll ship them to you that way.
Yes.
And that's what she used to do for me.
Yes.
So that's what you guys, they can do for you. I mean,
We do because we just care. And not only that, hey, it's good relation. And look at this, you know, we've been honorable looking after you. And then you and I meet and now, you know, we get to help others. And so this has been wonderful. Unfortunately, we don't go internationally. I really wanted to, but there's a lot of issues with taxes and the State Department. I know some companies do. I don't go there because it's red flag territory. We could get involved and in end up selling to people that could be on watch lists. Who knows? Mm-hmm. I just don't. If I can't confirm it in the United States, unfortunately, I just can't. We used to do to Canada, but Canada put capital controls in place and you can no longer do that. Canada is controlling not only their people's money. You have to buy it in Canada from Canadians. They're not even allowing Canadians to send their retirement funds and IRAs down to the United States anymore, which is terrible. That's called capital control. That's when a government's, you know, panicked and they're just controlling their people. So unfortunately, we don't. We did at one point want to go to Europe. We were thinking about it. But with VAT taxes and all sorts of legal issues, it wasn't really worth doing.
Oh, That should tell you something, guys. All right. Thank you, Terry. And Valerie, the lion coin, that is Terry's coin. The lion coin that I had on that short, that is the Lion of Judah and the crown on one side and the crown of the Lord. You know, he's the king on the other. So that was Terry's. All right. Thank you so much, Terry. You've been so helpful. And I'll have you on again if you're available. Maybe.
Yes. You know, we should talk. I'd like to get into maybe some time if you want to. We should do a little interview about the Great Taking.
We should.
We should probably do a little deep dive on that, and I can explain a little more in detail how people's, you know, money in the bank and stocks are actual collateral, and just give a little bit more information. I think that'd be pretty helpful because a lot of people just don't believe it.
They don't.
They think, oh, they can't do that. I'm like, it's in the law.
They say
not only is it in the law, they're telling you, Klaus Schwab, you're going to have nothing. They know why. Mm-hmm. And we've got to get that out, because if it's in the law, and you see that FDIC video when they're talking about how we're going to explain this big crash to them, how we're going to explain we don't have the money, something's not right. And so I don't know when it is. All I know is we're closer now than ever, and we're in a global recession worldwide. Get ready. And we want to keep pushing buttons with Russia, Iran, you got China with Taiwan. There's just way too much going on. We just got to be just protected and preserved. Stay outside the system right now.
It's a powder keg, 100%.
It is. That's a great way of putting it. Yeah. It's like you got a big stick of dynamite sitting next to a campfire, man. It's like, just move, man.
Everybody run.
No, I'm ready at any day. Well, and I hate to say it, I shouldn't be laughing, but my gosh, I'm just so blown away. And like you just said, it's a powder keg. And it's not good.
Otherwise, we're all going to cry ourselves to a cold grave, I guess. I don't know.
You know, a lot of people don't want to hear it. People are like this, you know? They're like, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to know the bad news. It's like, listen, the way I look at it, this isn't bad news. This is just the truth. How then, knowing the truth empowers you to protect and preserve yourself so you can sleep well at night. And it's okay. Well, this will all end. Something will change eventually. And when it does, we'll go right back into another system that we can understand. But right now, it's a powder keg and something is bad in the realm. It just, enough's enough. You could feel it coming, you know, and I'm just getting ready.
Yep. Well, we'll do this again. We'll do this in a few weeks, guys. I'll have Terry back on and he'll go through all the dirty details. He'll spill the tea, not that he has it today, but he'll do it again. So we love you, Terry. Thank you so much. You're like one of the favorites so far that come on with me, by the way.
That's kind.
So thank you for spending time with me and my followers and everybody else. Thank you for helping everybody. We love you. And I will talk to you soon.
Oh, God bless you, Lauren. God bless all of you. You take care and we'll be there for you all the way through the process. Yes. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.